Here's what's trending.
What's trending is more and more accolades continue to pile up for one Buffalo Bills quarterback, number 17, Josh Allen, who got the Nickelodeon Valuable Player, the MVP. Mm. That's like the king of slime. But for the third time this season, and for the 15th time in his NFL career, Josh Allen has been named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Kind of a big deal. Josh Allen chiming in yesterday was press day as they get ahead of their game on the weekend.
Again, I'm just playing this game since the same game that I've been playing since I was a little kid. And that's kind of what it comes down to, just having fun with it and making sure, one, I'm making good decisions with the football and allowing our team to make plays. But, two, it's fun. And what I get to do is really, really fun, and I want to have as much fun with it as possible. And, you know, I guess the winning aspect of it is the most fun part. And when you're winning, you're afforded to do some more fun things on the football field.
I love hearing about the fun, because once you've got the skill, once you do the workouts and you do the repetition and the training, the fun is a huge aspect of winning. So that's good. Speaking of winning, Sean McDermott talks about the Patriots coming to town this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we respect, you know, this football team, and I think Coach is doing a great job, Coach Mayo, and I remember being in my first year. There's a lot of things that are new, and it's a journey, right? So, like it is every year, but we have a ton of respect for this football team.
Washington got interesting yesterday. President-elect Donald Trump delivered a likely death blow to the bipartisan budget negotiations, rejecting a measure as full of giveaways to Democrats. They're saying it's kind of a end-of-the-party gift-giving session. A very thick bill, that was pointed out by Elon Musk, who still, his team hasn't taken over yet, but they do have influence. So it was Elon Musk whipping up outrage toward the bill, cheered on Republican lawmakers who announced their opposition. So one side versus the other. But his post online with a huge stack that was the bill, saying, "Have you ever seen so much pork?" And anyhow, that could lead to federal furloughs sometime after the holidays, during the holidays, into the new year. That's not good. They need to get a bill passed. So hopefully something happens. But interesting that you're seeing influence right now of administration that has yet to take over. East side of Buffalo, there was something that was filmed on a Ring cam that went viral on TikTok. And if you saw it, two dudes come up to a Ring cam and kind of try and get the attention of the homeowner. And they're messing with the lights at the front of the house. And so you wonder, well, what's going on? Well, apparently there had been a little fire happening with someone's Christmas lights. Sometimes electrical problems occur, and they noticed that there was smoke coming from the lighting system that was, you know, along the pathway by the door and all that.
Mm.
So seeing something different with the long decoration, some of the lights were unplugged. She went to the Ring doorbell cam, and two young guys walking by left a really sweet message, saying basically they saw something smoking, came and unplugged it, and explained, "Hey, we were walking by. Your outlet was on fire, so we unplugged it. Just trying to get your attention. Everything's okay. We unplugged it." Watching the video, it's not what you think is going to happen. You think it's going to be someone, I don't know, taking something, messing with something. That's usually what a Ring doorbell cam shows. This was absolutely the nicest thing. Two young guys walking by. Looks like they may have saved her house from burning down.
Wow.
It went viral on the TikTok and on whatever threads. And it turns out that's Buffalo, the east side of Buffalo.
Huh. That's so nice.
Yeah, that's good neighbors. And that is City of Good Neighbors right there. Mm-hmm. Interesting video. If you see it, know that that's right here in the 716.
Wow.
Mega Millions jackpot climbing to an estimated $825 million. Dream a little dream. No one has won since September 10th. Odds of winning a lot, like 302 million to one or something. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, Tuesdays and Fridays are the drawings for Mega Millions, so the next one is going to be on Friday night. Good luck. Can't win if you don't play. And finally, this sounds like something Buffalo worthy, but it wasn't here. A barbecue company in Georgia, they make grills, celebrated their 50th anniversary by cooking up on the grill 655 pounds of wings. So the company, you might know, the Big Green Egg.
Oh, yeah.
They assembled a team of barbecue chefs to cook up this gargantuan serving of wings on 47 of the company's extra large style grills. The wings were slathered with their famous wing sauce before being cooked and officially weighed by the Georgia Department of Agriculture. So step aside, bird flu. We got wings coming along. The weighty wings were enough to take the Guinness World Record for the largest single serving of chicken wings, 655 pounds, 12.8 ounces to be specific. Wow. So the wings were served to people that showed up, donated to local charity groups. But those big green egg grills.
Yeah, that's funny.
Are fun.
There's
fun to have, fun to give.
A Guinness record for everything, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing with Guinness is if you can dream it up, how specific it is, they'll go through their books and be like, yeah, no one's done that. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, kind of fun. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:24.